Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start today with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. Let's get started with our Faith in the Morning confession. You can find it in the show notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, the description, social media. It's so important to say what God says about us because our words direct our life. So go ahead and say with me, say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it. So I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Once again, thank you for joining me today. However you're streaming, however you're part, I'm so glad that you're starting your day with faith in the morning.
God wants to show the world He picked you through miracles, signs, and wonders. He started when you were born again. You were saved from darkness and made light. When you were born again, it was a miracle. But that wasn't supposed to be the only miracle you experienced in your life. It's where you start. Say, I am a miracle. Think about all the things God has brought you through. Think about all the times your life should have been over, yet you're still here. Think about all the times that something should have taken you out, yet you're still here. Someone's like, oh, I don't have that big story. Baby, you survived a pandemic. You've gone through two economic situations that are once in a lifetime. You've been through so much, and you just Gen Z. You are a miracle, my friend. Say, I am a miracle. Say, I am God's choice. So I'm going to live like it. Pick your head up. You are God's choice. You are not an accident. You are not an accident going somewhere to happen. You are not a mistake going somewhere to happen. Just because somebody didn't plan you doesn't mean God didn't plan you. God needed to get you into this earth, so it doesn't matter how you got in, baby, you here. You are God's choice. You are a miracle. So live like it. What does the scripture tell us? What He started, He will finish. So He who began a good work on you will carry it on to the day of completion. You are a miracle. It doesn't take a lot of miracles to get you where you're going. Say, I am God's choice. Say, I am a miracle. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. I feel like preaching a little bit more. Can you take a little bit more? Go to Galatians chapter 3. That's why you can't live just like everybody else, because you ain't them. You've been picked. You've been chosen. Think about the draft for the NBA, NFL. How many know as soon as they're drafted, everything is different? Live like it. You've been drafted. You've been chosen. You've been picked. And God picked you so that He can show off in your life. He picked you so He can show the world how good He is. He picked you so He can show off in your life how much He loves you. You've been picked. You've been chosen for such a time as this. You've been picked for 2024 to be a recipient of miracles that make people go, whoa. You're chosen. You're marked. Some of you wonder, so why are all these things coming against me? You're marked. If you could see yourself in the spirit realm, you'd see that you are marked. And you understand why all the troubles are coming at you, while hell's trying to stop you. Because hell can see you're marked. Hell knows you better than you know yourself. It's time for you to understand who God has made you. It's time for you to understand that you are anointed. It's time for you to understand you are here for such a time as this. That you are the blessed. Don't let hell have a better revelation of who you are than you do. You are chosen.
Thank you for streaming Faith in the Morning. Know that something good is going to happen to you. Expect miracles. Make sure you read today's newsletter. We love you so much. God bless.